A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back winning days in the podcast. We'll talk about the official results in a moment, but I'm going to lead off with my two leans that I got right in the Women's College Final Four, because Caitlin Clark put together one of those performances that gave me goosebumps. It inspired me. I knew she was good, but she's even better than I thought. She was clutch down the stretch, and even her interview skills just absolutely wowed me. I need to take notes, and I know this. I will be taking my family to watch Caitlin Clark in person next year, because she's one of those athletes that I'll be talking about 10, 20, 30 years from now that I want to be able to say I got to watch her in person. What a performance once again from Caitlin Clark on Friday night. The other semifinal, I was backing LSU. They were down 9 going into the fourth quarter against Virginia Tech. They blitzed them in the fourth quarter, and they advanced to the championship game on Sunday. So it's LSU and Iowa for all the marbles. But now let's recap the winning card for Friday. In Major League Baseball, oh boy, we had to sweat this one out. Christian Javier gave up a run in the first inning, and we can only give up one when we're playing the under 1.5 with the Chicago White Sox. Had to sweat out the final 4 innings, but we get the ticket home. We cash it. You also backed that one on Twitter, so thank you for the votes, and thank you for the winner. We lose on the Guardians. We tried to go under 1.5 there, but Robbie Ray had a tough inning. A lot of crazy things happen, but that's what happens when you walk, guys. We cash on the Miami Marlins under the 1.5 in the first 5. That was dicey as well, but we cashed the plus 105 ticket. We lose on the Mets over the 1.5 in the first 5. Add it all together, we make $15.78 for the day. So a little over 3/4 of a unit. I'll take that every single day we can get it. So now we move on to the next. We start the card in the final 4. Game number 1 is San Diego State minus the 2.5 over Florida Atlantic. So San Diego State ranks 4th in defensive efficiency. They've created all sorts of problems this year. The trouble is, FAU has already beat Tennessee. They're the number 1 team in defensive efficiency. And they beat North Texas in their own conference twice this season. And the Mean Green rank 18th in defensive efficiency. So the Owls have proven that they can win playing different styles and different tempos of basketball. They beat Kansas State 79-76 and won a slugfest with Tennessee 62-55. FAU is a survive and advance story. Memphis had the lead in the opening round until the bucket was scored with under 3 seconds to go. Meanwhile, for the Aztecs, they beat the number 1 overall seed in Alabama, scoring 71 points. And then they slugged it out with Creighton to win, scoring just 57. I like experience, though. Brian Dutcher is 63 years of age. He's been on the bench for a national championship in the past. His leading scorer is a 5th-year senior that has averaged double digits in all 5 years. He has 4 seniors and 1 junior in the starting lineup for the Aztecs. Meanwhile, the Owls will counter with 1 junior, 3 sophomores, and a freshman. I'll take age and experience on the biggest stage of them all. So give me the Aztecs of San Diego State minus the 2.5. Semifinal number 2, I'm going to take Miami plus the 5.5 over UConn. So I love UConn, but I can't lay 5.5 with the guards and the scorers on the Miami roster. The Hurricanes beat Drake, Indiana, Houston, and Texas, all by 7 or more in this tournament. If you think that's impressive, though, the Huskies have beat Iona, St. Mary's, Arkansas, and Gonzaga by, listen to these numbers, 24, 15, 23, and 28. Crazy dominant. Enter the news, though, on Friday. Jordan Hawkins, the best NBA prospect at the Final Four, missed the Huskies open practice with a stomach bug. And I don't like to overreact to injury or illness, but I do know this. Stomach bugs tend to spread quickly in my family of four. I'm guessing everyone will play in this game, but how many players will be less than 100%? That's a legit question. That news, plus the fact that Miami has four players averaging 13 or more points per game, 5.5 is just too much for me. I'm going to take the Canes plus the 5.5 over UConn in semifinal number two. Next up, we got a Major League Baseball, and we have one more Triple Three play on the card. The Triple Threes are 6-1 so far this year against the number. So the pitcher is Patrick Sandoval of the LA Angels. He has a 2.91 ERA last season, a 2.54 ERA on the road last year. He had a 1.80 ERA against Oakland over 25 innings and a 1.80 ERA this spring over just 5 innings, since he also pitched in the World Baseball Classic and had a 1.23 ERA. All of those numbers are all under 3, so he's a triple play for me. I'm going to play the Oakland A's under the 1.5 in the first 5, only at a minus 120. Next up on the card, it's Sonny Gray of the Minnesota Twins. I'm a stubborn person, but I'm finally willing to forget and forgive Sonny for that terrible 2018 season with the Yankees. Last year for the Twinkies, Sonny had a 3.08 ERA. He had a 3.63 ERA on the road. How about this, though, against Kansas City? He pitched 19 innings, went 3-0 with a 0.47 ERA. He had a 1.86 ERA over 9 2/3 innings this spring. I'm not overly excited to see the two homers he allowed, but I'm willing to look past it. I'm going to play the Royals under the 1.5 in the first 5, plus money here at a plus 105. Next up on the card, it's an over for you. I'm going to go against Jack Flaherty of the St. Louis Cardinals. Only 36 innings last year. He had a 4.25 ERA and an ugly 1.61 whip. This spring, he's had 5 starts, a 6.41 ERA, and an ugly 1.68 whip. He never completed the 5th inning this season, or this spring, I should say. 4 of the 5 starts resulted in 2 or more runs, including 3 2/3 innings, 6 runs against the Astros last time out. I don't expect a repeat of the Thursday slugfest, but I do expect the Blue Jays sticks to get a couple across in the first 5. So I'm going to go Toronto, the Blue Jays, over the 1.5 in the first 5 at a minus 145. Then the final play in the card for you, we're going to go against Chris Sale of the Boston Red Sox. Just 5 2/3 innings pitched last season after 42 2/3 innings the year prior. So 2019 is the last time Sale logged a large sample size. He had a 4.40 ERA that year. Sale made 4 starts this spring. 2 innings, no runs against the Tigers. That was good. 3 innings, no runs against the Twins. That was good. But then he faced this very same Baltimore lineup. He gave up 6 runs over 5 innings. Then in his final start of the spring, he gave up a couple runs over 5 innings against the Twinkies. So he finished the spring with a 4.80 ERA, and he did give up 3 homers, so that's a bit of a concern. But the biggest concern, once again, is that Baltimore logged 9 hits and plated 6 runs against him. I think they can get a couple home early to cash this ticket. So I'm going to go the Baltimore Orioles over the 1.5 in the first 5 at a minus 125. Then a bonus game for you. Not an official podcast play because I did limit myself to 4 baseball plays. But my last play that I eliminated that I really liked, it was the Diamondbacks under the 1.5 in the first 5 against Clayton Kershaw. So let's recap your card for a Saturday. In college basketball at the Final Four, I like San Diego State minus the 2.5 over Florida Atlantic. And I love that first half under there. I also like Miami plus the 5.5 over UConn. Then in Major League Baseball, we're on the Oakland A's under the 1.5 in the first 5 at a minus 120. I'm on the Kansas City Royals under the 1.5 in the first 5 at a plus 105. I'm on the Toronto Blue Jays over the 1.5 in the first 5 at a minus 145. And I'm on the Baltimore Orioles over the 1.5 in the first 5 at a minus 125. So that's your card for a Saturday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone!
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.